No, all we're simply asking is that FIFA implement their rules. And I know FIFA have got a very bad record, haven't they? President Trump put pressure on FIFA to get rid of that red card against the American player completely wrongly, and they did that, and rightly were criticised for it. We're simply saying to FIFA, are you on this occasion going to adhere or not? And I think it couldn't be clearer. Those Argentine players must have known that they were breaking the rules and must have known that there could have been a penalty. You can't have, in sport, flagrant breaches of the rules in the way this happened. I mean, you're right to say 2 years ago with the Spanish example, it was UEFA, not FIFA, but it's the same sort of rules. FIFA's rules for this very World Cup make it clear that such banners making political statements are banned. So we're simply asking for the rules to be adhered to.
I guess, you know, we are hearing relatively strong words from Downing Street, obviously saying that the commitment to the Falklands will never waver. But ultimately, they're saying that it is a matter for FIFA. And so we'll have to see what FIFA decides to do. They don't have a lot of time to decide. But I'm just wondering whether if they choose not to do anything, you think that there is a risk, because you're quite a high, you know, you are the most high profile politician to say that the two players should be banned, whether you think that there's a risk of an escalation that would end up being a diplomatic escalation with a country that is our ally?
Well, this isn't about politics and about diplomatic relations. This is about football. All we're asking is FIFA to implement their own rules. I'm not putting pressure on the British government. I think the British government's right in what it said about the Falklands being ours and its British sovereignty. And that's why this is a serious breach of FIFA's rules. I mean, let's remember, FIFA said that English, Scottish, Welsh and Northern Irish football players weren't allowed to wear a poppy during international football matches, because they said that was a political statement. I mean, FIFA can't have it both ways. I recognise that this is high stakes ahead of a World Cup final, but the rules apply in every single match. And if FIFA doesn't act, I'm afraid it just yet again brings them into disrepute. I think international support for FIFA is not very strong at the moment because of the way they have behaved under pressure from people like President Trump. The question is, are they going to do the right thing this time?
So if they don't do anything, do you propose to do anything about it, this particular game, or just in future tournaments run by FIFA?
Well, nothing we'll be able to do for this game except cheer Spain on. Viva España is what I'll be shouting on Sunday. But let's be frank. I think it undermines the current president of FIFA yet again. He showed himself to be someone who, you know, thinks giving a peace prize to President Trump is an appropriate action for FIFA. Well, it clearly isn't. Bending under the pressure from the President of the United States to break FIFA's rules clearly isn't appropriate. And I think there will be growing support around the world that this president of FIFA needs to be removed, and that the culture of corruption, frankly, in FIFA needs to be addressed.